Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 5th, 2026. $149.25. That's what it cost Simon Willison to run an AI code review on SQLite Utils 4 from his iPhone, and it caught a silent data corruption bug that would have shipped to users.
That's the kind of story that makes you rethink where AI actually earns its keep, not replacing developers. But catching the thing the developer who wrote the code is too close to see. Let's get into it.
So Willison used Claude Fable through Claude Code to do a final pre-release review of SQLite Utils 4. The model flagged 5 release blockers total, but the standout was a bug in the deleteware function. It never commits, and it silently poisons the database connection, breaking every subsequent atomic operation.
And the author missed it entirely, which is the part that sticks with me. If AI code review is catching correctness bugs that experienced maintainers ship past, that's a real argument for making it a standard gate before any stable release.
Still on developer tools, Allen Institute's AlmoCR is trending on GitHub right now. It's a Python toolkit for converting PDFs into formats suitable for LLM training datasets, and it picked up 1,229 stars in a single week.
PDF ingestion has been a mess for anyone building data pipelines, so a well-maintained open toolkit from a credible research org makes sense as something the community would rally around fast.
And rounding out the developer tools section, OpenClaw just crossed 100,000 issues and pull requests only 222 days after launch. Fully volunteer-run, no VC funding, and the milestone item was a community bug report they're already moving to fix.
100,000 issues and PRs in under 8 months with zero institutional money behind it. That's real traction. And it says something about what happens when a project is solving an actual pain point rather than a funded one.
Shifting to research and techniques, there's a sharp finding from Armin Ronescher worth flagging. He discovered that Opus 4.8 and Sonnet 5 consistently call his custom edit tool with invented fields that violate his schema, while older Claude models behave correctly. His theory is that Anthropic's newer models were RL-trained on Claude Code's native edit tool, and that bleeds over when any other coding harness defines its own tool schema.
So the better the model gets at Anthropic's own tooling, the worse it potentially gets at yours. That's a genuinely uncomfortable trade-off for anyone building third-party integrations on top of these models.
And it's systemic, not just a one-off quirk. As more first-party tooling gets baked into foundation model training, third-party developers are essentially competing with the model's learned preferences.
On the application side, there's a fun one. Iwokadziela built a recognizable ASCII world map in just 445 bytes of compressed data, with an assist from Codex. It uses deflate compression, piped through JavaScript's decompression stream API via fetch with data URIs, and renders as a clean HTML preblock of asterisks that actually looks like Earth.
The technical trick here is using browser-native decompression, so there's no external library overhead. You're getting maximum density purely out of what the browser already ships with. Niche, but genuinely clever for anyone doing minimal footprint web work.
And now for something that's going to matter a lot as teams scale up agentic workflows. A piece from the new stack on what's actually driving AI infrastructure costs, and the answer isn't model pricing.
Right, the numbers here are striking. A single moderately complex agentic request burns 20,000 to 60,000 tokens. A non-trivial engineering task can hit 150,000 to 200,000. And multi-agent pipelines compound that dramatically. So teams are finding that how efficiently tokens move through the workflow dwarfs whatever discount they're getting on model pricing.
The takeaway is that token efficiency needs to be an architectural decision from day one, not an optimization you bolt on after you see the bill. If you're not designing for it, you'll hit runaway costs no matter which model you're on.
That's the digest for July 5th. Stay thoughtful about where your tokens are actually going.